But although lucrative, the world's oldest profession has often been outlawed. Currently, prostitution is legal in 77 countries around the world. And although it's criminalized in 49 American states, in a few small counties in the state of Nevada, the sale of sex is perfectly legal. But just how did this happen? Americans owe it all to the audacious brothel owner who wouldn't take no for an answer. Joe Conforti. In the 1950s, a wave of immigrants came to the U.S. hoping to start over after the devastation of World War II and take part in the American dream. And while many people sought stable jobs in the booming industrial mills, Joe Conforti's American dream was centered around the world's oldest profession.
Joe Conforti was an Italian immigrant to the United States. He grew up very poor, but always had in his mind the memory of seeing the kingpin brothel owners in Sicily having white suits and pinky rings and having a lot of money. He always wanted that.
Conforti heads west, landing in Nevada, but he bypasses Las Vegas, hoping to open a brothel in the outskirts of a smaller Sin City with far less competition. Reno.
1950s Reno, it's cow country. You could probably throw a rock and you'd hit the outskirts of the town, or if you're in the center of town, it was very, very small.
Prostitution had continued in Reno since the days of the gold rush. Authorities were willing to look the other way as long as brothel owners conducted business on a small scale.